Hello everyone and welcome to Money Control, first podcast on personal tech, gadgets, AI and everything comes between. My name is Abhas Sharma and we'll be starting Tech Up, the first episode of this podcast, which will deal, as I said, all about personal technology. So what do we have on today's show? In today's show, we are going to take a closer look at Apple's new M4 MacBook Air. And the big question is, should you buy it? It remains thinner, but has become more powerful. Battery life is still excellent. But is it a massive leap from the M3? That's where things actually get interesting. In our segment, This or That, we are going to compare the M3 versus the M4 MacBook Air. The M4 does bring better efficiency, but the M3 still remains a solid, reliable powerhouse of a laptop. Should you upgrade from an Intel MacBook or an M1 or an M2 MacBook? We'll answer all your questions in This or That. Every week on Tech Up, we'll put one AI feature or tool under the spotlight. This week's AI spotlight is on ChatGPT's rather a little known feature called memory. Unlike before, ChatGPT can now remember past conversations, adapt to your preferences, and make responses feel more personal. Is it useful or is it too much? We'll answer these two questions and tell you how to use ChatGPT's memory feature. So let's begin the show talking about the all-new MacBook, which is powered by the M4 processor. Now, the MacBook Air has always been the crown jewel in Apple's laptop lineup. Not because it's light, thin, but since 2020, Apple actually made a big leap in terms of processor. Starting in 2020, Apple launched the first M1 MacBook Air, and since then, we have seen quite a few iterations. The latest one is the MacBook M4 Air. The big change that Apple has made in the M4 MacBook Air is that it starts with now 16GB of RAM. Till the M3 MacBook Air, this was restricted to 8GB and went up to 24GB. With the M4 MacBook Air, you can get up to 32GB of RAM as well. Now, the big question on everyone's mind, every buyer's mind, is that whether the MacBook Air is worth their hard-earned money or not. I have been using this MacBook Air for the last 3 weeks and I can tell you that it certainly delivers impressive performance across the board. All multitasking becomes very easy. The M4 processor, we've seen with the MacBook Air that there is no fan, there is no trouble, the device never heats up, and I even tested a few games. Now, gaming and MacBook doesn't go hand in hand, but Apple in the last couple of years has made quite a big difference when it comes to gaming on MacBook Air, and the M4 processor is quite a big testament to that. Now, there might be some of you who might be wondering if you have an M1 MacBook Air, an M2 or an M3, is it worth the upgrade? Well, I'll make it very clear that if you have an Intel-based MacBook Air, it's high time that you actually look at a M4 or M3 MacBook Air. But to get you more information on how the M3 and M4 compare, I have with me my colleague Ankita Chakravarti, who has been using the M3 MacBook Air for a while. Ankita, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Abbas.
So tell me, you, from your perspective, what kind of a difference has Apple made to the M4 MacBook Air when we compare it, say, with the M3 MacBook Air?
Okay, so if you compare it with the M3, it hasn't got too many improvements. But one thing that really stands out is that it's got a faster chip, which you mentioned already, the M4 chip, which makes it better for heavy tasks like, you know, editing videos or multitasking. It also starts with more memory. So instead of 8GB, you now get 16GB. So right. It can handle more apps at once without slowing down. Right. That's one of the biggest thing that, more performance hungry users can look at is that it can connect to two external screens at the same time with the lid open.
Right.
Now, this is something the M3 couldn't do. But for everyday tasks like browsing, streaming, or the usual school work, the M3 is still really good. The M4, on the other hand, just feels a bit snappier and, it's more future-proof. So for most people with M3, upgrading won't make a lot of sense. So the
Right.
differences are small, unless you need the extra power, more money, and of course the dual screen setup, which is kind of a rare thing. So if your M3 works fine, you can stick with it and save some money. But if you're coming from an older MacBook, say the M1 or the Intel, you can actually go for the M4, since it's
Well,
also cheaper, which is a huge thing. Yeah.
right. You mentioned the pricing that it is cheaper. When Apple actually launched the M3 MacBook Air, the starting price for an 8 GB variant was 1,14,900 rupees. But interestingly, with the M4 MacBook Air, the starting price is 99,900. But Ankita, there's one thing which I have noticed when I have been using the M4 MacBook Air is that how good the front camera has become. Now, we live in today's world where everything is like on video calls, even when you're working from home or you're talking to friends, family. This is one of the pandemic's legacy, good or bad, but we have to live with it. So Apple has made a big difference to the front camera of the M4 MacBook Air. Can you tell us what the difference is and how different it is from, say, the M3 or M2 MacBook Air, which I believe had the two similar cameras? So this is like a big first major change that Apple has made to the front camera.
So the M4 MacBook Air has received a huge camera upgrade. It now has a 12 megapixel camera with center stage, which is a huge step up from the M3's 1080p camera. So I mean, if people are not aware of center stage, it means the camera follows you around during video calls. So it keeps you in the frame even if you move. It also has sharper and better and quality in low light. So whether changing, making an upgrade for a front camera makes sense or not, I mean, if you are on a video call a lot, like for work, school, or just casually chatting with friends, it's a noticeable upgrade. However, if you don't use the video calling thing a lot, then it really does not make sense if you're moving from the M3. So with the center stage camera, obviously you'll look more professional and the tracking feature is very good. But casual users who don't chat much, it's not a game changer. But it's a nice bonus that makes the M4 feel more modern.
When people buy the MacBook Air, be it any model, and more so since the M series MacBooks have arrived, the battery has always been the biggest talking point. Now, I often joke that when I use the MacBook Air, I don't need to carry my charger for at least 2 days. It's good enough to last for 2 days, and that I mean when it's my regular work. If I'm not doing heavy duty, say I'm editing pictures or images. But the battery life of the MacBook Air has always been impressive and one of the biggest talking points. What do you have to say? What do you think about the M4 MacBook Air? Has there been a big difference, say, compared to the M3?
So, the battery life has never been an issue with the MacBook Air. Like I've used M1 in the past and I've got decent, like pretty good battery life. With the M3 and M4, Apple has claimed that they last up to 18 hours on a single charge, but the real tests show that they are close. So around 15 hours, depending on what you're doing, you'll easily get. The M2 and M1
Right.
also get around 10 hours of battery life. So it's pretty similar across all the models. So, I mean, if it's a big deal or upgrading makes sense, I mean, if you're coming from an M1 or an M2, then you can actually go for the M4 because M4 obviously offers better battery life as compared to the all three models. So it will easily
Right.
last you a full day. It's more important if you're upgrading from an older Intel MacBook, where the battery life was shorter. For M1 and M2, the battery isn't a reason to switch. And similarly for the M3, the M4 other perks, I mean, if you want a whole combination of a faster chip, better camera, dual screens, and a very good battery life, then you can actually go for the M4.
If I had to put you on spot, how it should say the likes of HP, Asus, Dell be worried with the M4, especially now that Apple is giving a 16 GB variant as the starting choice, plus the price has been cut down.
Absolutely.
All right. So thank you, Ankita. Thank you for joining us. The M4 MacBook Air is already available and is priced at, as I said, 99,999. The three, four things which do go in its favor are A, the excellent battery life which Apple has, the M series of processors we have seen in the last 5 years. Apple has gradually made them better by adding extra cores. If you are a regular laptop buyer in the market for a new laptop, the M4 MacBook Air certainly deserves more than a second look. But you have to understand, or you must know, that Mac OS, if you haven't used a Mac earlier, comes with a slight learning curve. So some Windows buyers might be skeptical, but the MacBook Air in the long run could be a much needed and well-made investment. Moving on from the MacBook Air, we move to something which we talk about, write about almost every day these days, which is artificial intelligence. Every week on this show, we are going to put one AI feature or one AI tool under the spotlight. Today, we are going to talk about ChatGPT's memory feature. To talk more about it, I have my colleague Shaurya Shubham with me. Good morning, Shaurya, and welcome to the show. Shaurya, tell me about ChatGPT's memory feature. What does it do? First of all, let's break it down. What does it actually do? What does ChatGPT memory mean?
Thank you, Abhas. The idea behind using artificial intelligence is to get customized results. The core philosophy of AI chatbot is to get custom results the way you want it to be, the way you want ChatGPT to do the research. And only giving prompts, even if you are very particular with your prompts, sometimes you don't get the exact results where what you want, what you are looking for. For instance, ChatGPT will not know what is the current value of 1 rupees in terms of dollars or vice versa, right? And if you are, for instance, you are planning a global trip or international trip to US or somewhere else, you want your currencies and all the expenditures defined in rupees so that you have more clarity how much you are going to spend. So all you can do is ask ChatGPT and give it a tentative pricing or exact pricing, whatever the pricing is for the day, and ChatGPT will remember that and give you responses around that. For instance, there are a couple of things, and when it comes to practicality, the core idea is that you get personalized results. And to get that, this is where exactly the memory function of the ChatGPT comes in.
Okay, so basically you're saying that you can actually create a memory with your thoughts, your prompt, so to speak, and ChatGPT will use that and then generate responses according to that memory you've actually fed it. Right? Can you
yes,
tell us how do you go about it? How do you do it? Say, what is the process of feeding
so
that
I'll
memory into ChatGPT?
Yes, I'll explain it to our viewers as well. So, for instance, imagine if you're talking to your friend or your family that please remember this, that I want to buy a blue color shirt. Right? So, even after a month or a year down the line or 6 months down the line, when you ask your friend, they might tell you, in case they remember, that you wanted a blue color shirt, that is something that you wanted, right? This is a similar feature you can do with ChatGPT. For instance, you want your ChatGPT always refers the Indian currency as INR, but in case you want the Indian currency to be referred as rupees, RS, so you can ask ChatGPT, remember that I want my currency is mentioned in rupees, RS, right? So ChatGPT will give you a response that going forward, I will remember that you want the currency to be mentioned or written in rupees, not INR. A similar thing you can do with a lot of other things. For instance, you can ask it to remember your favorite color, what you like, what you don't like, the way you want to do a certain thing. Right. So, I'll also explain the steps. So the process is pretty simple. All you need to do is fire up the ChatGPT app or ChatGPT web version and log in using your account. It can be via Gmail or a regular email account or phone number even. log in into your ChatGPT account and then go to settings and then open up the memory function. That is the memory function is hidden under the customized ChatGPT feature. So click on it, you will see a memory feature, turn it on. There is a small toggle. Okay, now come back to the ChatGPT's text app page, the home page basically. And now all you have to do is type remember, I want my currencies to be mentioned as rupees.
Right.
That's it. That is it. ChatGPT will give you a simple response. All right. I will remember my, I will remember that you want currencies to be mentioned as rupees and not INR or anything else. Similarly, if you like blue color, so you can ask ChatGPT that, you know, blue color is my favorite. I want you to give me some design ideas around blue color or house decoration, home decoration ideas around that. So whenever you will ask ChatGPT to give me some decorative ideas or customization ideas for your home or for your any sort of space right. that you want, ChatGPT right. will remember that you wanted it in blue color and it will give you responses around right. that.
Okay, so Shaurya, tell me, is this available for all ChatGPT users or does somebody has to be a ChatGPT Plus or ChatGPT Premium subscriber?
So this is one of the very good things that, you know, OpenAI has made several good features available to even free tier users. And you actually, this memory feature is available to all users, whether you are paid user or a free user, Plus member, any user you are, you just need to log in into the account,
right?
So that ChatGPT can remember your queries as per you know, based on your account details. That's it.
Right. And do say ChatGPT rivals like Google Gemini or Microsoft Copilot or Claude? Do they have a similar feature like this, or it's just an OpenAI exclusive ChatGPT feature?
So you can ask almost, you know, most of the AI chatbots offer this memory feature. ChatGPT, you know, initially introduced this feature, memory, called memory. Other chatbots also offer a similar sort of feature.
All right. Thank you so much, Shaurya, for joining us and giving us a DIY guide on how to use the ChatGPT memory feature. So that was today's show. We took a detailed look at the MacBook Air M4, whether it is worth it, whether it's worth upgrading from the M3, and learned how to actually use ChatGPT's memory feature. Do not forget to like and subscribe to Money Control. Thanks for watching. We'll be back next week with more innovative news, more personal tech, gadgets, and what's happening in the world of AI. My name is Abhas Sharma. Thanks for watching.